I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this to the group this year as you guys enter the playoffs, locking up AFC East, really getting to rest guys in week 18. How would you just evaluate the state of mind of this roster right now?
Yeah, I think we're just we're one day at a time, one step at a time team, you know? We try not to look into the future. Obviously, we know what's at stake. Obviously, we know it's playoffs, but, you know, we're sticking to what we've been doing all year, you know, one step at a time, leaning into the preparation and the discipline and the fundamentals, all that stuff that's gotten us to this point. So, you know, there's no need to switch things up now.
What type of conversations do you have with a rookie like Keon Coleman, who's going to be playing in his first playoff game on Sunday?
I mean, it's go time, right? Obviously, like I just said, we try and keep it, you know, everything, you know, pretty mellow and what got us to this point. But I think everyone knows what's at stake. You know, playoffs, you just – I guess you compare it to college, right, like a bowl game or something like that, rivalry game. You know, the pressure kind of goes up a little bit and things like that. I'm sure he'll be all right. He'll be solid.
Throughout the season, you guys have been successful on offense, not only spreading the ball around in the pass game, but it's been balanced running and passing. How important is that, in particular, against a Broncos defense that's good on all levels?
Yeah, I mean, the more you can do, right? Try and be two-dimensional. You know, that's something we talk about, and excelling in both those areas as well. You know, so that's, you know, wideouts when a run play is called, you know, blocking and giving it our all. You know, when a pass play is called, you know, getting to our spot in the details within everything, you know. So it's everybody really leaning into, you know, run game and pass game, regardless if you're getting the ball or not, unselfish play, you know.
Matty talked a little bit about kind of the attitude inside the locker room right now, heading into the postseason. Do you remember back to, you've played in a lot of these games now, do you remember back to kind of the first playoff experience you had and how much more comfortable you are now?
Yeah, I usually try. I remember my first playoff game, I was kind of like, honestly, for me, it was just like I was leaning on the older guys, you know, Steph, Gabe, and those guys, and they were just like, you know, it's time to go. And my role has, you know, obviously expanded since then. So for me, it's just keeping, you know, that same mentality, you know, just cool, chill, one step at a time, you know, don't look into the future. Just continue to be me, you know. And that goes along with everybody. You know, we didn't get here by everybody acting out of character. You know, we got here by just being ourselves, every individual being themselves and playing for one another. So.
Khalil, you can't ignore the pass rush that the Broncos have. As an offense, what has to happen for you guys to be able to compete against a pass rush like they have?
Yeah, I think with that, I'm very, very, you know, we all are very, very confident in our O-line, as well as, you know, just our communication. I think that's got to be the biggest thing. Just, you know, communication with Josh, whether if we're involved or with the pass rush or anything, just making sure that, you know, we're locked into the details. And obviously that communication between the O-line and Josh. And like I said, they've been great all year, so I'm confident in them.
You said it's been great all year. Josh spoke about it yesterday, the communication that the O-line has with tight ends, with Josh, with everybody on offense. What strikes you about that communication this year that's different?
Yeah, I think it's just more just the attention to details, you know. Obviously you can communicate, but are you really, you know, hearing somebody, right? And I think that's something that we really leaned into this year as far as, you know, we're making sure that we're really, you know, hearing one another, not in one ear, out the other, you know. So just really paying attention to what every single person is saying in the communication aspect as to, you know, what needs to get done, because we know if we're off, you know, the slightest bit, you know, the play could be off, you know. So I think everybody's just really, you know, hearing each other. And that goes into, you know, just the execution throughout the week. You know, the practice days are huge with that communication, getting all the different looks that they show and making sure that we're ready to go.
This offense has faced a lot of good defensive backs throughout the season. What makes Pat just elite of the elite?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best, if not the best, you know, guy in his position right now, you know. So Man, I mean, he's just an all-around, you know, really good player. You know, you have certain people who, you know, might be good in man and might be good in zone. You know, he's an all-around, you know, it's almost like a, you know, you build somebody, you know, you're building your perfect corner, you know, and that's him, you know. So he's really good at what he does. We got to make sure that we're definitely, you know, on top of our A game when, you know, whoever is going up against him, and making sure, you know, as well as obviously within the play, you know, doing what you need to do to get open.
I know he, going off that, Pat is a talented cornerback, but just the way you guys spread the ball around offensively, do you think that helps you offensively, just knowing that, you know, there's not just one guy that he can try to pick apart? He's got five different receivers and a couple tight ends and running backs that come out of the backfield that can all make plays for you guys.
Yeah, I think it's obviously he's one guy, so it's not like he can be in the same spot, you know, five different times on the same play. So I think definitely that helps. I think, you know, that everybody eats mentality and what we've leaned into this year is definitely going to help us out a lot. So,
hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.